From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Do remember you can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Next Tuesday marks the end of the month, and we are featuring all this month Fragments of Truth. Can We Trust the Bible? The movie on DVD. If you don't have it, get a copy. It's a must for your spiritual library. It's one of the great apologetic tools demonstrating that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin. You can get your copy again in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The most virulent attacks on the historicity of the Old Testament are often reserved for its account of the Exodus. In fact, the Exodus was specifically singled out by a gathering of biblical minimalists in Rome and dismissed as myth with three short words: it never happened. In other words, the Exodus never took place. The Exodus, say such scholars, is, well, it's an artificial and theologically influenced literary construct. It's a spiritual creation that has been made out of thin air. No less an authority than University of Sheffield's Philip Davies pontificated that most biblical scholars find absolutely no historical validity to the biblical account of the Exodus. Now think about that for a moment. We're not just talking about any biblical passage. Here you have world-class scholars denying the reality of the biblical account of the Passover. And if there's no Passover, there's no Pascha. No type, no antitype. No Passover lamb, no lamb who takes away the sin of the world. No Jewish scripture, no New Testament fulfillment. And so we need to have a response to these deniers. And one of those responses actually comes from the brilliant Jewish Old Testament expert. His name is Professor Nahum Sarna. And he is absolutely certain that the Passover is history rather than hoax. Because in his esteemed judgment, no nation would be likely to invent for itself such an inglorious and inconvenient tradition unless it had an authentic historical core. And Nahum Sarna is absolutely right. Scholars who deny the Exodus are wrong, and those who affirm it are right. As it turns out, it is as unlikely that Jews invented the Exodus as it is that they invented the Holocaust. Now, I say that for three reasons. The first of which is that archaeologists have uncovered a tomb schematic showing Semitic slaves making mud bricks at the Egyptian city of Thebes on the Nile. Egyptian-born professor of Old Testament and Ancient Near Eastern History and Archaeology, James Hoffmeyer, has aptly pointed out that the practice of using forced labor for building projects is only documented for the period 1450 to 1200, which happens to be the very time most biblical historians place the Israelites in Egypt. In other words, at the very time of the Exodus. Second reason is the mixed multitude described in Exodus chapter 12 also accords very, very well with the archaeological record. A line in an Egyptian document that has been dubbed Leiden Papyrus 348. I'm fond of that papyrus. I was born in Leiden. This is a scriptural fragment which provides contextual evidence for a mixed multitude of Semitic people who are described as being liberated from bondage in Exodus chapter 12. One more reason, a third reason. The very name Moses provides cooperating evidence for the biblical account of the Exodus. Etymologically, this name, the name Moses, is rooted in Egyptian tradition and it fits well with the Exodus era. In the earliest traditions, Moses' name signifies one who gave birth to Israel as a covenant nation. Well, mud bricks, mixed multitude, Moses, they all provide a wholly plausible framework for the Exodus. However, an archaeological discovery known as the Merneptah Stele presents a positively formidable challenge to Exodus deniers. This stele, this 7.5-foot tall black granite stone slab, inscribed in Egyptian hieroglyphics, boasts of the military conquest of Pharaoh Merneptah, who was the son of the famed Ramses II. And he is hailed the victorious ruler, exalted king among the gods, and the penultimate line on this stele boasts, "Israel is wasted, bare of seed," which is a metaphor implying that Israel's store of grain was destroyed and they no longer posed a military threat. I can hardly think of a more significant and large testimony to the Exodus. And I say that because there are at least three reasons that this archaeological discovery is dramatic. The first of which is that the Merneptah Stele, also known as the Israelite Stele, is the earliest reference to Israel in extra-biblical sources and quite literally explodes the myth of Israel contention of these minimalist scholars. In light of modern archaeological discoveries, there is no longer warrant, that is, except for extreme prejudice, for suggesting that the people of Israel, including her proud patriarchs and prophets, are the mere stuff of myths and fables. Secondly, the Merneptah Stele qualifies Israel with an Egyptian hieroglyphic determinative which comports perfectly with the biblical text. And thirdly, the Merneptah Stele, inscribed shortly before 1200 BC, demonstrates that as of 1230 BC, Israel was already in the land of promise as a significant socio-ethnic entity, meriting the attention of the mighty Pharaoh Merneptah. Unearthing the Merneptah Stele is another. Well, it's another in a long list of archaeological discoveries that demonstrate that what is found in soil corresponds to that which is found in the Bible. And once again, we have scholars denying the reality of the Bible and fragments of truth denying the scholarship of the deniers. Imagine a papyrus such as Leiden 348. 48, underscoring the reality of a Semitic people liberated from bondage in Egypt precisely as depicted in the Old Testament scriptures. So can we trust the Bible? Absolutely. Both old and new. If you have not as yet acquired your copy of Fragments of Truth, Can We Trust the Bible? Get your copy immediately. And watch as scholars such as Dr. Craig Evans highlight the groundbreaking new evidence that demonstrates the reliability of the biblical text. This is our authority for faith and practice. And you and I are called to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect. Coming up to station break, we'll be right back with a very significant question in just a few moments.
Has Jesus been misquoted? Skeptics like Bart Ehrman have caused thousands of people to doubt or depart their faith based on the claim that biblical manuscripts cannot be trusted because they have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the new film Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans debunks this fallacious claim and demonstrates that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back to answer more questions. God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.
Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the new Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence, demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.
The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. www.christianfaithisfirmlyrooted.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I want to devote this segment of the broadcast to an email question by Anthony. It is a very important question. It is one of the reasons that Paul Meyer and I, a number of years ago, wrote a book called The Da Vinci Code, Fact or Fiction. At this time of the year, there are so many documentaries and books and pontifications that seek to undermine the gospel narratives, to seek to destroy the very foundation of the historic Christian faith. Anthony is asking the question specifically, was Jesus married? He says a program called The Gospel of Jesus' Wife claims a fragment of a document called The Gospel of Mary, which identifies Mary Magdalene as the wife of Jesus. And in reply, I think it's important to point out that in an age of historical and biblical literacy, it's become increasingly popular to perpetuate the notion that Jesus was married. Because we're biblically illiterate, it is so easy to get away with that kind of fiction. The role of Mrs. Jesus in these fanciful depictions is most often played by Mary Magdalene. In fact, the notorious novel that I just referenced, The Da Vinci Code, has received so much attention for its iteration of this tired old tale. And in contradiction to the claims of sensationalistic scholars like Dan Brown, a survey of the evidence demonstrates conclusively that the married Jesus myth is nothing more than radical historical revisionism. There's not a scintilla of evidence in Scripture, in the writings of the early church, or, for that matter, in the extra-biblical accounts of the life of Jesus that he was ever married. Contrary to the off-handed mention of Dan Brown's character Tebing, of countless references to Jesus and Magdalene's union, there are absolutely none. In fact, such references are conspicuous by their absence. The two documents most often cited in support of the Mary Jesus myth, the Gospel of Philip and the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, which Anthony mentions in his question, were written too early to have any credibility whatsoever. In fact, fragments of truth, the movie on DVD that is our special offer for the month, counters the claim head on. And it does so by citing none other than Irenaeus. Irenaeus, of course, was one of the earliest people to comment on the false Gnostic Gospels. Imagine these comments on the falsity of the Gnostic Gospels this early on in church history. Irenaeus ridicules these Gnostic writings. He says, the ink is still wet. The ink is wet on these documents. They weren't written in the apostolic age. They don't have the ancient credentials that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John have. Again, this is Irenaeus. He is one of the early apologists in the Christian church. Another early church writer, the fourth century father of church history, so not an insignificant person, Eusebius, often talks about apocryphal texts as well. He says, they clearly were not written by the apostles or associates of the apostles. They claim to have been written by Thomas or by Mary or by whomever. But, says Eusebius, these texts are bastards. They're illegitimate children because they don't have the parents that they claim to have. You'll notice that these early Christian writers or historians did not mince words. But there's another noteworthy point that ought to be made here. While no evidence from the historical record supports the notion that Jesus was ever married, the New Testament contains powerful evidence that Jesus was not married. Let me give you an example. In 1 Corinthians 9:5, Paul defended his right to have a wife by appealing to the fact that Peter and the other apostles had wives. Remember the words of the apostle? He said, don't we have a right to take a believing wife along with us, just as the Lord's brothers and Cephas? Now, if Jesus had been married, it is unthinkable that the Apostle Paul would have neglected to appeal to Jesus as the ultimate precedent. And for this reason, Paul Meyer, professor of ancient history at Western Michigan University and co-author of my book, The Da Vinci Code: Fact or Fiction, aptly refers to 1 Corinthians 9:5 as, I love the way he put it, as the graveyard of the married Jesus fiction. So in answer to Anthony, was Jesus married? Absolutely not. There's a lot of sensationalism and sophistry, a lot of selling going on in the current epoch. And we ought to be ready always to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect. And above all, it is so important that we can give an account or a defense of the Bible as divine, not merely human in origin. And we do that not, again, as a function of blind faith, but rather faith in evidence. We have the manuscript evidence. Remember, never forget, the Bible has stronger manuscript support than any other work of classical history. And that includes Homer and Plato, Aristotle, Caesar, Tacitus. So the Bible is buttressed by manuscript support that gives it authenticity, that gives it validity. And then, of course, there's the archaeologist's spade, which demonstrates time and time again that in direct contrast to pagan mythology, the people, the places, the particulars that you find in sacred scripture have their roots in history and evidence. This is precisely the opposite of what you find in Mormonism. The Book of Mormon is, well, it's overwhelmed by evidence that buries it as an illegitimate contender for the words of God. The contrast is stark, to say the least. And I should also mention prophecy. Biblical prophecy is not designed to help us pin the tail on an antichrist or to pinpoint a future tribulation. Rather, prophetic stars in the constellation of biblical prophecy provide powerful proof that the Bible is divine as opposed to being merely human in origin. And there's a reason for that. God says, I told you these things long ago before they happened. I announced them to you so that you couldn't say my idols did them, my wooden image, my metal god ordained them. Or as Jesus put it so succinctly, I've told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. Counterfeit prophets have one thing in common. They're consistently wrong. In a lumen contrast, genuine biblical prophets are infallibly correct, and unlike the pretenders, their prophetic prowess cannot be pawned off to good luck, good guessing, or deliberate deceit. Well, we've come to the end of another broadcast, another week of broadcasts, and as always, I want to thank those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You are touching the lives of people all over the planet. We're deeply grateful for your support. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. And be sure, if you haven't done so already, to ask for fragments of truth. Can we trust the Bible? So long for now. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To learn more about Hank or the Christian Research Institute, just go to equip.org. Equip.org is a fountain of information and resources designed to help you defend the faith and grow in your knowledge of the truth. You can also stream the broadcast live or download archived broadcast. To talk with a resource consultant by phone, call 888-7000-CRI, or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the new Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.